It was literally a dark and stormy night here in Washington, D.C. last night. An appropriate backdrop for the crowds of eager readers in wizard robes. They packed a local bookstore for something no one thought would ever happen again. A midnight Harry Potter book release party. NPR's Petra Mayer, who doesn't like to admit she's probably a Hufflepuff, was there.
There are a lot of people in costumes here tonight, but Erica Murray stands out.
I am dressed up as
She's the ghost who haunts a Hogwarts bathroom, so Erica is sporting a toilet seat around her neck.
So I have a toilet over my head to dress up as her. It's kind of uncomfortable, but it makes the outfit.
It's almost midnight. Erica and her fellow Harry Potter fans are crammed into DC's Kramer Books, packing the aisles and lining up out the door, all waiting for the minute that Harry Potter and the Cursed Child will go on sale. It's the eighth installment of Harry's adventures, though it's not an actual novel. Instead, it's the script of a play that just premiered in London. There are activities while we wait for the magic moment, coloring, quizzes, homemade Marauders maps, and Erica is sipping a definitely not for kids butterbeer.
They're making them strong.
And that's fine, because there are barely any kids here. I've spotted a few in the crush, but this is a pretty grown-up crowd, and they all grew up with Harry Potter.
I'm not sure how old I was. I was in the fourth grade. It was like the first book that I really enjoyed.
Outside, Jaleesa Johnson is way back at the end of the line.
We're around the block. Kramer's Books is like in the middle of the block. We're around the block.
It's Jaleesa's first time at a midnight release party. As a kid, she wasn't allowed out, and her parents didn't want to stand in line. I asked her how she felt about the new book.
I didn't read any like articles that gave synopsis or anything. I wanted to be surprised, so I don't know what to think right now.
Back inside, Mariah Carey.
I know, it's not the singer.
Says she loved the book so much, she was angry at actor Emma Watson as a kid because she was convinced that she could be a better Hermione. Mariah's excited for the new book, but a little scared.
What if it doesn't live up to my expectations or to the rest of Harry Potter?
Finally, the moment arrived.
I didn't cry when Hillary Clinton got nominated, but I burst into tears at midnight.
That's Samantha Zenly. She and Debbie Cobran and two of their friends are clustered on the sidewalk with their brand new books in hand. Samantha says she's going to try to stay awake and read.
But I am not in high school anymore, so
I... You can do it!
She's been trying to encourage me to read it all night.
Do it!
Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.